ओम शांति। हाउ वॉज योर अमृत वेला दिस मॉर्निंग? What did Baba give you? Love, self-respect, blessings, power. You felt what Baba was this morning, didn't you? And this being is your constant companion. So imagine you have a power bank with you all the time. But if you don't have the charger, power bank, no use. And your charger is the concentration of your mind and intellect on Baba. Because everything in our journey only becomes successful when we focus. When you lose concentration, it doesn't matter how skilled you are, how much knowledge you have, none of it works for you. And when you lose concentration, then you can't even download Baba's power. So that was a very key aspect this morning. So imagine having every Amrit Vela like this. Imagine. Every single Amrit Vela like the one you had today. What kind of a Brahmin life would you have? Huh? An elevated Brahmin life. And let me tell you, every day this is possible. This is possible. This is what keeps all of us going. Plugging in the morning, downloading Baba in the heart, in the mind, and experiencing deep, deep stability and peace and power. And Baba's sweetness. Baba is so soft. And yet inside Baba is everything. Inside Baba is the blueprint of heaven. Inside Baba is your vision, His vision of your complete stage. Inside Baba is all the knowledge. So you don't need to go any shopping anywhere else. You just go straight to the source. Huh? One stop shop for everything. Everything. So today, before you start your session at 10, I want to take up Murli churning. Why? Because sometimes, yesterday I was taking double foreign class in the meditation hall. And at the end of the class, there was a sister that stood up and said, I consider that I wasn't fortunate. I was unfortunate. I didn't get to meet the Dadis. I didn't get to meet Baba. I didn't, you know, and so, you know, then I have my Lokik family, and how do I sustain my stage and keep a balance with the Lokik family? And I said to her, first of all, you have to finish this feeling that you are unfortunate. I said, in Baba's day, Sakar Baba's day, in the early days, they didn't have old Murlis. Now we have old Murlis. And in our hands is God's essence, God's feeling, God's intentions. Everything that is inside God is in those murlis. We are multi-million times fortunate. And if you really love Baba, the sign of that is that you love murli. You can't stay without murli. Because murli is Baba's breath. You know, imagine somebody speaking to you and you don't pay attention. You think they'll believe you love them? You don't listen to them. You think they'll believe you love them? To really stay connected to Baba, you have to to put the murli inside here and here. Very, very deeply. The essence of the murli should stay inside you. Because that is like keeping Baba with you. So murli, Baba and Madhuban. And Baba has often said, in the early morning hours, wherever you may be sitting in the world, with your mind, come to Madhuban. Come and tour, sit in Baba's room, sit in the history hall, sit by the Tower of Peace. Because wherever your mind is, your body will experience that sensation. So you bring stability by remembering Madhuban as your home. So all of these ingredients will help you to create your own world when you go back out into that world. Right? This is why you're being provided these ingredients. Because this is home, right? This is home? Or your country is home? This is home. So then what's your country? Huh? Your country, your land is Paramdham. But then when you go back to your country, what's that? It's a service place. It's a place where you just shine light. Yeah? So murli churning is very, very important. From a young age, in the early days of the yagya, after murli, we would be asked, when the double foreigners would sit with Niwebai, one of the senior brothers, we would have to take a topic and we would have to go away and write on that topic. Churn and write, and then we would come back, everybody would share, and then the senior sister or dadi or the brother would correct. And like that, slowly, 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 we started to understand why Baba was saying certain things. You know, because yesterday Jenti Ben said something very important. In the murli are three things. One is the direct knowledge given by Shiva. Right? Atma, Paramatma, Karma, cycle, tree, all of that whole map is given by Shiv Baba. The second is Brahma Baba's own effort making and experiences. When he says, I try to remember Shiv Baba, but even I forget. Right? Or he says, children in this circumstance do this. Brahma Baba's own experiences. And the third is Srimad that Baba gives for our life. So Baba says, speak sweetly, speak softly, speak gently. Baba says, when you meet anybody, keep Shiv Baba in your intellect. Baba says, don't defame anyone. Because if you defame somebody or criticize somebody, the effect will only be on you. You'll find yourself in a dilemma. Right? And then you won't be able to have yoga. And sometimes Baba describes certain situations that require a particular kind of Srimad. So our whole journey, when we start aligning our life to Srimad, slowly, 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 then what happens is that very naturally the mind remains free. When you follow Srimad, you cannot experience anxiety. You experience being carefree. Completely free. You have this feeling Baba's in charge. Even if you think Baba, you feel Baba very quickly. That's the sign you're following Srimad. It creates a close, it puts you in God's orbit. You're like this little moon in God's orbit. But when you break a Srimad or break a Maryada, you fall out of orbit. So there's no magnetic pull that keeps you close to God. Then you have to repent, waste time, have waste thoughts, and then it takes a long time to come back again. That's why now, in today's day and age, make preparations with care. So the Murli is full of all these things. So Baba, in 1988, the 10th of January, 1988, Baba spoke a Murli on the power of churning. And Baba gave the children guidance on four questions that every day, children, if you want to absorb the Murli and remain lost in love with Baba, then you have to do the answer, churn the Murli every day with these four questions. Were they given these questions in their pack? No. Okay. So I'm going to tell you these four questions, okay? So I want you to pull out your notebook and pen. The 10th of January, 1988. Do we have spare paper and pen at the back for... I know, but our sweet brothers seem to come to sessions without journals. Especially one here at the front that doesn't have one. Even if it's some paper and pen. Where did you lose your bag? Here? Where? Was there any money in it? A pen? You need a pen? Okay. Here, take a pen. Okay. Everybody has notebook and pen? Okay. Now, one of the first things, understand one thing. Shiv Baba only has sanskaras of giving knowledge. Shiv Baba doesn't have any other sanskaras. He doesn't have sanskaras of eating, drinking, nothing. Those are Brahma Baba's sanskaras. So you know when they feed Bab Dada on stage, and this is Brahma Baba eating, not Shiv Baba. He don't have these sanskaras. Shiv Baba's job is only to come and speak Gyan. Okay? Now, when Shiv Baba comes and he speaks the Murli, along with Brahma Baba, there is a relationship. He's bonding with the children. So sometimes he's the father, sometimes he's the teacher, sometimes he comes as a friend. So it's very important when you listen to the Murli, the first question to ask yourself after the Murli, what was my experience of Baba's Murli today? What was my experience of Baba's Murli today? Because that, when you start tuning into that, you're tuning into the relationship first. Yeah? These are not just words, this is a being that is sharing his heart to you. So you have to connect with the heart. In what form is he coming? That's why 10 minutes meditation before the Murli is essential. Baba is coming to speak the Murli for me. And then, after Murli is done, this is the first question you ask yourself. What was my experience of the Murli today? Question 2. What stood out from the Murli today for me? Yeah, so Baba is like an ocean, because he's got many children in front of him. But there's something in the Murli today, one or two things that stood out for you. So what stood out for me in the Murli today? Make a note of that. And then part A of this question, so 2A, what was Baba's intention behind speaking those points? So whatever stood out for me, A, what was Baba's intention in speaking those points? And B, Why are these points relevant for me in my life now? Why are these points relevant for me in my life now? Okay, and then number three, question three. Taking one or two points, let's say just taking one point today, how can I make this practical? How can I practice this today? And number four, when and with whom can I practice this? When and with whom can I practice this? Now, this last question is important because many times when people make effort, they make general effort. That's why they don't get success. Each of these questions are designed for the mind, the intellect, and the sanskaras. Until you activate all three, you can't release the potential of the soul. There are some Brahmins that are only ever stuck at, why is Baba saying this? What does it mean? And they just like to think and think and think all day. But they never get down to the practicality of it. So they don't emerge that sanskara. Right? Because when you practice, that sanskara comes out. So, this is the purpose of knowledge, to become an embodiment. And so this cycle of questions helps activate all those functions inside. Mind, intellect, and sanskaras. Then in the evening, when you write to Baba and you write your chart, you can see how much did I actually apply this today? What happened? So I want you to take these questions and I want you to use today's Murali. Has everybody heard today's Murali? Yeah? As a foundation for these four questions. So you're going to get about 5-7 minutes now in silence, and I want you to use these four questions to churn today's Murali. Okay? So you just write in your notebooks, then we'll have some time to share and feedback. So I'll stop you after 7-8 minutes. Who's we? Okay. 9:30 is your ring ceremony. Who's going to the ring ceremony? 1, 2, 3. Okay, so you'll need to leave then, because if it's 9:30, it's 9:30. Huh? So you just have to register and come back? Okay, go and register and come back. Okay, go and register and come back. Sorry? Yes, you can refer to the Murali. Yeah, we're just churning now, so they've got time. So you can... Yeah, but pause it. I won't be sharing, because right now everybody's writing. Yeah. When we start, you can start it again. Okay, everybody there? Okay, 1, 2, 3, club, you've got 10 minutes to share. Yeah, you three. 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, you three, club, 10 minutes to share. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Club in 10 minutes. And the sisters, you club amongst yourselves. Three, groups of three. Lois, you can join Saurabh and Shyam if you want. Okay. Okay, so there's two sisters at the back that don't have a third person. Who doesn't have, who's not in a group of three? Okay, so Paulina's free, she doesn't have a group of three. Oh, you have, okay. Okay, put some space between the groups, sisters. There's plenty of space. Move out a bit. You don't have to sit so squashed. Does everybody have a group? These two sisters, Tara, who's with you? And do you... So which three? 1, 2, 3? Yes. Okay, so you sit that way. Tara, you go with her. And who's with you? You're four. I want one of you, maybe... can join Saurabh and Shyam. The three, his brothers, not six, three groups. They didn't write. Okay, fine. Okay, so Dia, you join Saurabh and Shyam. Okay, so you three, you got 10 minutes. Sunaina? I don't know. Om Shanti. So, how were your discussions? Good? What does good mean? Good doesn't say anything. What does good mean? Enlightening. Engaging. What did you realize from the conversation?
Every point in the morning, every single word connected, even you apply it to your life.
Every single point in the Murali you can apply.
No word is
wasted. No word is wasted. That's so true. Sisters, can we pull back into the group, please? Thank you so much. Good conversation? Do you see how enriching it is to churn Baba's Gyan? Yeah? It changes your mood. Every morning you eat a breakfast like this, you're buzzing for the rest of the day. And once your intellect is tuned into Baba, it's set. Once it's set, Maya cannot do anything to you. But if you wake up, you haven't had your Amrit Vela, you're half asleep, you haven't even listened to the Murli, then guess who's in charge of your mind and intellect? Yeah, she makes it go all foggy, doesn't she? She go, oh, take a break today. Oh, I don't want to do this today. Oh, all kinds of thoughts will come in. You lose the sharpness. You lose this feeling of intoxication, engagement, alertness. This is the feeling you want to stay in every day. No? Then your life is qualitative. Otherwise, Maya is blowing gas into your brain all the time. Giving you different thoughts, making you lax, making you sleepy, making you na. And you're not engaged. You're not switched on. So, what were your realizations from the Murali today? Speak out. Okay, now that's important. Now, how are you going to practice that? Okay, how long do you think that effort's going to last? See, when I said when and with whom, you have to be time-specific and relationship-bound. Because you can't wholesale practice. To emerge a sanskara, you have to fix a time, and you have to fix a moment, and fix a relationship. Because when you do that, say I take up one relationship today, right? With one particular soul, one sister I'm working with. Today, whenever I meet this sister, I'm going to have this feeling I'm meeting a soul and my brother. So if I meet her 5 times today, I will practice this 5 times. You have to make it that specific. Because if you don't, the sanskara will not emerge. For a sanskara to emerge, you need to fix a time. Because sanskaras are time bound. That's why in the golden age you don't have tamopradhan sanskaras. Understand? So this is very important. Don't just make general effort. Fix it in a specific relationship. Conquer your vision in a relationship. Change your attitude. Create a brotherly attitude towards someone. Once that sanskara has emerged in that relationship, it automatically applies everywhere. But the difficulty is pulling the sanskara out. And that's why that requires a very concentrated practice. Does that make sense? Because all of our deity sanskaras have been sleeping for 5,000 years. Well, not 5,000, but at least 2,500 years. All been deactivated. And so to activate and emerge that sanskara, you have to make your practice very specific. You can't do a wholesale general practice, not going to work. Yeah, and that way you get to practice in your relationships. And you pick one. Anyone. And you absolutely say today 5 times whenever I meet this soul, this is my brother, this is my mantra when I meet this soul. I'm going to be with Baba and I'm going to see this soul as my brother. And then at the end of the day, when you write a letter to Baba and you check out, to what extent did I practice this today? Because that's really important for the soul to tell Baba. Yeah? And because Baba fills your practice with power. And this is doable. You focus on a relationship, you fix a time, it's doable. If you make it too generic, you'll forget in 5 minutes. That's why in Japan they figured out how to self-improve. If you want to improve yourself, you have to learn to do that practice for 1 or 2 minutes at the same time every day. That's why traffic control is fixed at the same times every day. Because psychologically, when that time comes, that sanskara emerges. And that's how you're helping the slow emergence of the deity, the angel and the deity to come out. You must fix the time. You can't practice without fixing a time and fixing a place or fixing a relationship. Clear? Yeah, we're not becoming airy-fairy BKs here. This is sanskara re-engineering. And there's a science behind it. And so the more specific and precise you become in your practice, the more success you gain. Yes. So who makes you wander around then? Yeah, so what's the difference between Ravan and Baba? Right. Ravan doesn't have a home. Ravan's pretty much everywhere. Baba's not. Ravan doesn't have a name. Ravan doesn't study. What else is the difference between Ravan and Baba? A Ravan doesn't give you happiness. Ravan gives you happiness, doesn't he? Temporary happiness. What can you not call Ravan? You can't call Ravan a father. God is the father. Can't call Ravan a father. And Ravan, he's like a ghost, right? He takes on any form. He'll take on the form of something you like. Come in front of you, tempt you, attract you. Come. Right? Yeah? Yeah, because he's omnipresent. Anytime, if you're not alert and you're not connected with Baba, understand one thing, you are under Ravan's control. Because you can only be under one influence at any time. Either Baba's or Maya and Ravan. It's really simple. So if you plug your thing into your charger, into your socket, into Baba's socket first thing in the morning, you stay above Maya's frequency. But if you haven't done this work of tuning your mind and intellect into Baba's frequency, then your frequency will be receiving all data from Maya and Ravan. And you'll struggle. You'll feel anxious. You'll feel stressed. You'll have unwanted thoughts and blah, 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 blah. And then you'll ask 10 million questions. You'll go following a senior sister. What can I do? How can I do it? And the only reason is you didn't plug your charger into the right source in the morning. You understand? You need confidence to deal with Maya and Ravan. If you say stop, stop means stop. Exactly. Just show him the hand. So I do. I just show her the hand. You know, I had a dream one day. And in this dream, I was sitting on a throne. I was a little child. I'm sitting on the throne and Maya comes in front of me and she's this big decorated like devil, you know? And she comes and she stands in front of me and she leans over me and I'm looking at her like this. And she looks at me, she says, "So you think you can conquer me?" And I look at her like this. "No. But I know someone who can." You understand? This, I remember waking up from this dream and feeling so confident. Even if you don't have the capacity, who does? You just have to remember him. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you get punched 10 times by Maya, but you've got someone who's got your back. Yeah? You will get punched. You will get beaten up because that's how she works. She'll come from behind. She'll stick a dagger in your back. Okay? Or she'll send you a golden deer, you know, and she'll make you believe you are worthless. You can't move forward. You are like this, you are like that. She'll create that fog in your brain. Don't believe it for a second. Because that fog is designed to make you feel you're alone. It is, it's how it works, it's how she works. But the moment you invoke Baba, the fog disappears. Because that's reality. The reality is what? You are a master. But she wants you to believe you're a slave. That's her job in life. She targets that. And it's so easy to believe that. You go into the wrong company, quickly you'll feel like you're a slave. That's why Baba says, take care of your company. You start eating the wrong food. You eat food, you're eating people's energy. Suddenly you'll start to have thoughts you've never had before. That's how it works. Clear? So, when you leave today, I want you to make a commitment that every day after Murali, you're going to take 10 minutes and do Murali churning and revision. Yes? Because this is really important for your brain and your mind and your intellect. To tune into Baba, it'll keep you healthy and focused. And then at the end of the day, write a letter to Baba and check in. How much did you practice today? Okay, and slowly, slowly, you're going to build a treasure store of weapons. Because the moment you've practiced something, it's an authority. You know, I, from very young age, I've had to deal with opposition, rejection, racism, opposition. And yet the very people that were against me, with the power of good wishes and Baba's love, we've turned them around and they're my best friends today. You need to show that proof. Then you can say Baba's yours. You can't be goats and sheep. Bleh, bleh. What do I do? Huh? Yeah. Well, my point is, if you start using Baba's Gyan in a focused practice where you will see transformation happening in front of your eyes, your attitude can change someone's attitude. That's why we have this Gyan. No Brahmin soul is a victim. Underline this. You are not a victim. If you are Baba's child, you are not a victim of anything. It doesn't matter what happens. Somebody will exclude you, somebody will reject you, somebody will insult you. You are not a victim. And it's fine, that they're just settling your karmic accounts. Great, thank you very much. But you are not a victim. You understand? So I want you to finish this sanskara inside you. Completely finish it. I am not a victim of anything. I am God's child. So always remember, it's fine if you can't face Maya Ravan, but I know someone who can. Okay. All right, so now you have a nice special debrief and a closing ceremony. We're going into, I'm going to step away for an hour and then I'm going to come back and join you for the closing. And before you leave, we want to make sure we've ironed out all the doubts in your intellect. We've cleared all the fog and you have a clear plan when you go back. Okay? This is important. Yes. Yes, when I'm back, we will have a good hour. Any question you want, you can ask me. Huh? Yes, yes. Anything you want to ask, don't feel shy, that you can ask me. No need. Because if you don't ask those silly questions here, then I can't tell you they're silly. And I just have to tell you, don't think like that. You understand? So once I hear the way you think, then I'm going to tell you, don't go down that track in the future. That's not helpful for you. Daddy used to do this with me. When we used to go to Daddy, and you know there are many situations in service, right? Many things would happen. So Daddy would sit and listen, and I would start talking about something, and then she would say, don't think like that. Okay, I put a stop sign there. Then I would have to say it differently. Okay? And then she would accept it. So I slowly started to learn how to think. What are the channels of thoughts and how to perceive something? It's been so helpful for me. So helpful for me. Like, you know, many souls have nature and sanskar problems in service, right? Everybody has weaknesses. So when I go to Daddy, I used to say, Daddy, this one is like this. Daddy said, don't think like that. So then when I went back to the next, I had to think, I'm looking at the soul, they're under an influence. So then I went to Daddy, I said, Daddy, my observation is, this soul is influenced by this aspect of their nature. Daddy would say, correct. Do you see the difference in language? One, you say this one is weak, and the other say this soul is influenced. This is accurate language. Daddy would train me like this. This is what helps you to develop a soul conscious perspective in life. And when you develop a soul conscious perspective in life, you're foolproof. Nothing can corrupt your vision. Okay? All right. So I'm going to take your leave and hand you over to Sister Sunaina. Yes. Yes. I would suggest for you at this point in time, make your chart in the form of letter writing to Baba and focus on two things. One, the practice of the day that you're going to practice from the Murali, and second, remembrance. How much did you remember Baba that day? These two things. But in the form of a letter to Baba. Okay? Start with that. And then we're going to continue. We'll have other sessions online after the retreat. We can take up more advanced things later. You can if you want. But you have to achieve siddhi, success, in that relationship. You have to change your attitude in that relationship. And yes, of course, you can meet other souls and do, but you have, your focus is that particular relationship. That's a priority focus for the day. Not discuss when and with whom should you practice this. So for example, when he said soul consciousness, Baba says, see everyone, bye-bye. What is Baba's thing behind it? Baba wants us to create spiritual relationships. Why is this important for me? Because it protects me from seeing everybody's weakness. So how am I going to practice this today? Okay, I'm going to practice this by looking at a soul's virtue and speciality. When and with whom am I going to practice this? Now, there's a difficult person I work with. I meet them at least 3 times a day. So I'm going to sit down and I meet them in the morning. I usually meet them around 9 o'clock. Then I meet them at 1 o'clock and then I meet them in the evening. So, my job is I'm going to sit down, write down their speciality, and every time I meet that soul, I'm going to have the awareness I'm meeting you, my brother soul that has this speciality. Clear? As specific as that. So then at the end of the day when you write your chart to Baba, you write about the success in this practice. And then also, how much did you remember Baba? Did you do the traffic controls? Keep a track of your remembrance. Okay?